I greet you, brothers and sisters, in the wonderful name of our Lord Jesus Christ, trusting that you are well and safe at home. We find our scripture reading this morning from Psalm 121. And we are going to read verses 1 through to verse 8. And if we all have found it, it reads as follows. I lift up my eyes to the hills. From where does my help come? My help comes from the Lord who made heaven and earth. He will not let your foot be moved. He who keeps you will not slumber. Behold, he who keeps Israel will neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is your keeper. The Lord is your shade on your right hand. The sun shall not strike you by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord will keep you from all evil. He will keep your life. The Lord will keep your going out and your coming in from this time forth and forevermore. Our theme this morning is God, the creator of heaven and earth, watches over us. Let us therefore put our trust in him. God, the creator of heaven and earth, watches over us. Let us therefore put our trust in him. And our focus verses are verse 2 and 3. And I will read verse 2 and 3 again. My help comes from the Lord who made heaven and earth. He will not let your foot be moved. He who keeps you will not slumber. Life is full of uncertainties. Last year, this time, we had just made our New Year's resolutions. Little did we know that the pandemic would disrupt our lives and ruin the plans we had for the year. In March, when the president addressed us, some of us most probably thought, oh, it is only 21 days and everything is back to normal. Some thought, I will do all in my power to be safe. For some, the concern was mainly to be safe from the pandemic and they could stay home and enjoy their investments and riches, or work from home, or even get paid without having to work. However, during the time and even now, there are breadwinners who lost their jobs. There are fathers who do not know how to look at their families, and this is because they can no longer provide. There are families who go to bed hungry, and mothers who cannot look at their families because they do not know how they are going to provide. And they still do not know from where and when their next meal will come. As a nation and as a people, we have a great need for help. We do not know who the author of Psalm 121 is. But we do know that God is the primary author. In verse 1 and 2, the author makes use of the first person pronoun, asking and answering the question asked. In verse 3 to 8, it is as though someone else is speaking, assuring the psalmist of the Lord's help. The psalmist does not look up to the hills in hope or with hope that his help will come from the hills. It is almost like when you have to walk somewhere at night, knowing very well that there are dangers outside, knowing that you might get robbed, you might get assaulted, or even killed. Especially in this world that we live in. And this will cause you to fear. It will cause you to not have the confidence to walk to your destination. The psalmist does not look to the hills for help, but it is fear and worry that directs his eyes to the hills. He does not know what to expect as he walks through or on the hills, as he heads to Jerusalem. Now, these are dangerous hills which inflict fear on the one who travels on them. If we know the parable of the Good Samaritan, the scriptures say he was walking down from Jerusalem to Jericho, and he fell among thieves. He fell among thieves while walking down the hills. And these are the hills to which the psalmist looks. As he walks to Jerusalem, to a place of worship, and to give his sacrifices to the Lord, he has to pass these dangerous hills where he might be robbed, where he might be assaulted, or even worse, where he might get killed. Robbers and thieves most probably lie there in wait for those who are on their way to Jerusalem, and they rob them of their sacrifices. When they have rainy days, the hills are slippery. And when it is hot, then on the hills, it is scorching hot. Thus, the one on his pilgrimage has a reason to fear. The psalmist does not know how he will make it on the hills. As he looks up, his heart is filled with fear. He is on his way to worship, yet his heart is filled with fear. The storms of life, the uncertainties, our problems and our troubles, our tomorrow. I do not know your storms, and neither do you know mine. Yet they have a tendency to take all our attention and our energy and to instill fear in our hearts. Where do we go for help? From where does our help come as we face tomorrow? My help comes from the Lord who created the heavens and the earth. Looking at the hills which bring fear into his heart, the psalmist remembers the word of God and who God is. He remembers that though I may fear the hills, however, they were created. They did not appear from nowhere. Not only the hills, but the heavens and the earth. All this was created by the Lord, and the God who made it all is my helper. He is the one who keeps watch over me. The word keep or watch appears 5 times in the passage. And it is 6 times if we count where the Bible says the Lord is your keeper. In verse 3, it says, he who keeps you will not slumber. In verse 4, he who keeps Israel will neither slumber nor sleep. Verse 5, the Lord is your keeper. Verse 7, the Lord will keep you from all evil. He will keep your life. And in verse 8, the Lord will keep your going out and your coming in. From verse 3 down to verse 8, we are assured of the presence of the Lord at all times and in every circumstance of our life. We are assured that He keeps us and He watches over us. When we read Matthew 10 verse 30, it says, even our hairs are numbered. There is no point in our lives where the Lord is not watching over us and is not seeing what is happening in our lives. He knows our yesterday, our today, and even what we do not know. That is our tomorrow. When a security company is hired to guard a certain place or building, now the security guards usually check the coast. And this happens preferably at night. They usually check the coast and they see if it is safe enough to sleep, though they are supposed to be working. And they sleep because they are human. And human grow weary. We grow weary, brothers and sisters. However, the Lord does not sleep nor slumber. He is not man that he should lie. He is not like the other gods who need to be woken up, like Baal. We remember the prophets of Baal when they were with the prophet Elijah. And the prophet Elijah says to them, scream louder, perhaps your God is sleeping. However, this does not mean like the prosperity preachers would put it, that we will have no trouble in this world. It means that whatever we go through and whenever we go through, God is with us. No evil can befall us, and nothing that the Lord does not allow will happen to and with us. In Jesus Christ, our Lord, God saved us, that we may be kept in this life and that He may keep us until our glorification when we are with Him in heaven. God is our help. He watches over us and He keeps us. The fear of the psalmist is shut down and he becomes confident in the help of the Lord who created the heavens and the earth. Nothing in the day nor at night shall strike us, for the Lord is with us. Just as our shade never leaves us, the Lord never leaves us. What hills are you facing this morning? Do you feel like giving up? Are you afraid? The word of God says, He is your keeper. You can put your trust in Him. And God has also given us the Holy Spirit, who gives us faith and trust in God. Therefore, we do not fear as we face our troubles and our hills. The Spirit of God assures us of our salvation in Jesus Christ and of the Lord's care for us as He watches over us. Let us put our trust in Him, knowing that we do not have the strength to go on our own, and He is the one that provides the strength. Our trusted friends and families are not always there, though they might want to be there. Sometimes we call them and they are not available. The Lord is always there. He is always available. The psalmist was on his way to Jerusalem, most probably on his way to worship, and yet he was afraid. The Lord assured him of His care. As we face the pandemic, We have so many uncertainties and fears. We do not know where to go or what to do. We are not even able to meet together and pray. We fear for our lives and for our loved ones. We can look unto the Lord. We can rest on His everlasting love. We can rest on His care and strength to protect. Let us trust Him who has saved us in Jesus Christ. The president addressed the nation again last week. And now we are hoping and looking forward to the address which will happen on the 15th of February. We have uncertainties. As the church, we see a reason to worry. And this is our hill. We do not know what to expect. We do not know how many more are going to die as a result of COVID-19, as a result of hunger, child abuse, and gender-based violence. Though there may be these uncertainties and reason to worry, we can be certain and have assurance of the presence of the Lord who keeps watch over us. This is our only comfort in life and in death, that we belong to Him and He watches over us. Whether we die or we live, we are the Lord's. While on earth, God watches over us. And when we shall die and leave this earth, He shall still be with us. And there will He glorify us.